Hello there, this is Nick Treadwell. It's the 18th of January, Tuesday evening. It's around about 8:35. Just put Max to bed. Ira's gone to college, so it's my turn. So once a week I get to have the lovely luxury of spending the evening with him and putting him to bed, and which is very nice. And so I've done all that with the added bonus of having the cat marathon wandering around, still trying to nibble at its tail and stuff. Just turned on the TV to see if there's anything on, and there's not a lot on, to be honest. I'm amazed just lately how rubbish the TV is, really. There doesn't seem to be anything on at all, probably apart from like that Come Fly With Me thing with, you know, the Little Britain people, and probably Arctic with Bruce Parry, which I watch, and I don't know if there's anything else, but yeah, that's basically it, really. And there doesn't seem to be anything else on. You got all these channels and there's absolutely nothing on. I've stumbled across Fat Families on Living, which is always a bit of a which is always a laugh, really. It's always worth a watch for a bit of a laugh. So I'm just browsing at that one while I'm recording this. I managed to get through the day okay, even though I didn't get any sleep last night, which is pretty good, really. I feel all right, actually, at the minute. It doesn't sort of hit me too badly. I don't feel like that my eyes are heavy or anything like that. I've probably gone past the point now where I'm probably just, my body's like ticked over and it's ready for its next iteration of sleep in about a couple of hours time or something like that. So hopefully I can get some sleep tonight. My concern is, mine and Ira's concern is, that the cat is going to be up to its tricks again tonight, because it's just wandering around aimlessly trying to find a comfortable position, trying to get the thing off its head, and also trying to, you know, nibble at its I've had a look at its stump, and there are a few little nibbles up and down it, which is a concern, really, because I really don't want him to start nibbling into that and start, you know, start off another injury, because one, you know, it's going to be bad for him having another operation. I don't know how much more of the tail they can actually take off. Like Simon was Simon was saying today in his tweets, that he probably needs a bit of it for his balance and all the rest of it. So I don't know what they'd do about that if he injured this part. And B, you know, we flatly can't afford to have another operation costing like £400 or whatever. You just can't do it, man. It's just a lot. It's just too much money, you know. So I'm going to have to do it myself, I decided. Going to get like warmer knife up on the oven, just slash it, and then seal it off, kind of thing. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do it myself. Let's see how it goes. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. So yeah. So if he starts wandering around tonight and stuff, I'm gonna have no option really than to actually shut him in the porch. We haven't got another room really we can seal off. It's the only room. That's the only bit of a space where we can actually seal off anything, because we haven't got a door on the kitchen stairs thingy bob. So basically he can wander up and down there as he likes, really. I don't really want to shut him in the living room in case it does, you know, number ones or twos or whatever. So the only choice really is to shut him in the in the porch, which is not very good, but I haven't really got another option, really. The option is to go without sleep for another night, and I don't really want to be doing that, to be honest. So, I don't know, this is just turning out to be a bit of a nightmare at the minute, but I was hoping that after a couple of days he would calm down a bit, but we'll have to wait and see. So, yes, Simon, just respond to you responding to me, really, basically, about the language thing. Yeah, I mean, we probably do the same as you, really. We just mix it up a bit. Well, Ira does anyway. I mean, I don't speak a lot of Russian anyway, so I don't tend to speak any Russian to Max. She speaks all the Russian to him, and I speak all the English. And obviously, him going to nursery and all the rest of it, obviously, and you know, obviously they're going to pick up the English from there anyway. So it's a natural thing, really, for to get the native tongue in. You know, that's just natural. You have to put a bit of effort in with the old Russian bit. And also, of course, when he goes over there, and if he goes over there and stops, you know, for however many period we decide, which is going to be a bone of contention again this year, then, you know, that would probably help as well. But yeah, just doing that. And he's obviously he gets more of the English, and he picks more of the English up. I think he knows the Russian words. He hasn't started speaking them really yet. I think he might be, you know, he knows a couple of them to speak, but he just you know, it'll come. Of course it will. And yes, you are right. Obviously, if he's bilingual, then he stands a much better chance in life in getting a better job and stuff. So yeah, of course, obviously that's an advantage as well.
What else?
The man's got them playing, this family playing badminton now. He's took them down the... the whole family is a bunch of podgies. The guy presents, it's quite funny. He's like a really outwardly gay character. Goes around really enthusiastically. You probably watched it. Going around really enthusiastically going, okay, what are we going to do now? We're going to take you down to the gym. We're going to play badminton. I think he has a load of fun just watching them try to play, try and do stuff, trying to get out and do stuff. Yeah, so that's been my day, really. I haven't really done anything else. Marathon is now up on my lap, and he's getting a bit of love. So I think that's what he wants, really. He just wants a bit of love. But his tail's irritating him again. He's flapping about like anything. Really. Okay, I'm gonna sign off now. Speak to you again soon. Bye for now. Bye.